For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this fifth day of March 2024. Yeah, Super Tuesday. And boy, it looks like President Trump's having a good night. And so is Obama Biden, but he don't know it. Anyhow, so, and another good night was tonight. We had a tea party, Joe County Tea Party. It was a filled room, stacked audience. I mean, it was filled to the brim. And so we had some candidates tonight. Very, very good night out there. All right, tonight we have our producer is none other than Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, good evening, Pastor.
And we have the legendary Missouri Parson, Joe Larson.
I'm here, ready to go to work.
All righty. Well, we might as well jump right into things because we have a lot to cover tonight. So, do you remember the title of the message?
Yeah, so many people, so unaware, didn't repent and didn't care.
Yep.
There's a poet hanging around Pastor Ernie somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, I wrote a poem, too, right after that.
Right, you did. Many talents.
Yeah, I got in the mood, so I did it. I'll say it. So many people, so unaware, embraced a salvation that was never there. They believed a message that someone sent, assuring them there was no need to repent. That's the point. Soon the day cometh when their soul the Lord requireth, only to find a place reserved in the burning lake of fire. There you go. And that's poetry by old Pastor Ernie.
There you go. And very biblical.
Yeah. Well, it goes along with the whole point of this message tonight. And let's pick it up in Psalm. Now, last night we talked about repentance by assembly. And tonight, here we're going to be talking about David and King David's sin. And let me just give a little commentary before we get into it. Now, this is a psalm of David after he had taken Bathsheba to bed and had Uriah, her husband, killed. Then he gets a visit from Nathan, the prophet. David was enraged when he hears the story that Nathan the prophet had to tell him about a rich man who had many sheep, but he took the only sheep of his poor neighbor who had just one sheep because he had invited guests to dinner, and instead of using some of his, he took the one man's sheep. And David was outraged. He says, tell me who he is, and he won't be alive by tonight. And Nathan said, that's you, David. You're the one. Because David had many wives.
Right.
And yet he took Uri's. And here in this story, remember now, Bathsheba was not innocent. She knew when she went out to bathe on the rooftop that David could see her very clearly. It had a full view. So she was not innocent in this. And what happened was she conceived from David, and they had a child. Now, what is the wages of sin is what?
Death.
And so God took the child. Now, the child, you know, that when God, he was just taken home, he missed all of the stuff on earth that all the rest of us had to go through. But it broke David and Bathsheba's hearts. Their hearts were broken because it was their sin that caused the death of their child. And so that's where, and that is when, again, when Nathan came to David and said, you are the one, David. So David's heart now is broken, his heart, because he loved the Lord with all his heart. And he knew that he had really dishonored his Lord. So go ahead and pick it up there in Psalm 51, verse 9 through 19, Joe.
All right. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Stop right there for a minute, okay. Do you think that means that he could lose his salvation?
Well, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit wasn't indwelling. It was upon those. And it was sent by God, and it wasn't always permanent. It was temporary. So at the time, he's saying he had been covered by the Holy Spirit, but not like we are in the New Testament where the Holy Spirit dwells within us.
Okay, so it wasn't his salvation that he would lose by the withdrawal of the Holy Spirit. It was the joy of his salvation. Go ahead and pick it up in the next verse.
Well, that kind of, like you said, if you don't understand something, read a little further. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar.
All right, very good. So here again we see David, who was a man that the Lord said he was a man after his own heart, huh?
Yes, which is kind of hard when I first heard that. It was like scratching my head because he committed one of the worst sins. I mean, murder, adultery, he was right up there with the best of the sinners, huh?
Right, but God looks upon his heart. What was it that said David, aside from most people, that are sinners like David?
He realized immediately what he had done and went to the Lord and begged for mercy and forgiveness. And earlier there, he asked himself, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. He first immediately acknowledged his sin and was a heartfelt repentance. It wasn't just he mumbled the words, he really felt it.
So God knows the difference. God said he looks upon the hearts of people. Remember how when they asked him, when Nathan asked him, why did you pick David to be the king? Remember when David was just a boy, and he said that man looks up on the outward appearance, but God looks upon the heart.
Right.
And so that was the difference there. Let's go now to Joel. Here we're going to take a look at, many will be judged and many will repent. And this here, this is a global repentance. So
Scripture said the nations, the little subtitle in the King James's judgment unto the nations. I thought that was nations of Israel, but...
Well, yeah, it is. It says unto the nations, and that referred to...
All nations.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify.
Because, well, you'll find out why it means that when you get down towards the end of it. So, let's go and... Start with verse 1 in chapter 3, Joel 3, verses 1 through 11.
1 through 11, all right. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat and will plead with them there for my people, and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon? All the coasts of Palestine, will ye rend me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head, because ye have taken my silver and my gold and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place thither that ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off. For the Lord hath spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war, wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord.
Okay, so now he starts out about a time back in the days of Joel. And this was something that was coming in the very near future. And so with the Valley of Jehoshaphat is where the confederation of the kings of Ammon and Moab and Edom, where they were miraculously defeated when they came against Judah and King Jehoshaphat in the general region between Jerusalem and the Dead Sea. So here, that's where it started, as we see here in verses 2 and 3, and then he goes on, and yea, and you have, what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and the coast of Palestine? I will render my recompense, and if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, I will return your recompense upon your own head. Now, the Bible is not in chronological order. Sometimes he'll be talking about a particular item, and then they'll remind you going back. They'll go back to what had happened previously. And other times, they'll jump ahead. I mean, they jump way ahead here Now, when it says in verse 2, where he parted my land, that land promised to Abraham from, remember, from the Nile River to the Euphrates,
right,
has been parted by many nations for the last 4,000 years. And here, again, under George Bush, they divided the land again, remember, between Israel and Jordan.
Right. They keep changing things.
And here, so now we jump way ahead.
Right.
So you go to...
Now you go to the end of the tribulation, right?
Yep, you go to verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen. So these are the armies of the world are gathering. All the armies of the world are gathering. And then he says here, and gather yourselves together around about thither. Cause the mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Cause the mighty ones. Do you know who the mighty ones are?
The army of the Lord.
That's it. And they're going to be coming from, we see them leaving heaven in Revelation 19, starting with verse 11. And then we see them returning to earth with the Lord, all the armies of the Lord. And this is what he's referring to here. And we find that in Zechariah chapter 14, don't we?
I have trouble sometimes just catching up. Isaiah, what, 14? Yeah.
No, Zechariah 14.
I mean Zechariah, yeah.
Now, here, see, this in this future prophecy, God has warned the Gentile nations. He's warning them not to touch Israel. Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried you into your temples and my good and pleasant things, the children of Judah. Well, if we go back, let me jump back to verse 2, where he refers to, and plead with them for the people and for my heritage, Israel. So he's warning the Gentiles not to touch Israel, not to touch them. Now,
on the heritage of my heritage, Israel would also be all the sons and daughters, because that is the future, right?
Right. Now, here's the thing. Today, do you have, remember on October 6th when Hamas went into Israel, went into Gaza, and what they did with those 1,200 Israelis. And, you know, when they did that slaughter.
Right. Some of the most horrific things that we've heard about for a long time, yeah.
Now, on that day, when we were talking about this, we said, now, because remember, Biden came out right away and said, we will stand and we will support our ally. And I says, now, he'll do it above board where you can see it. But below the table, he's going to be supporting the enemies. Well, we
right.
know he's been doing that.
Trying to cripple them, yes.
And then we told you that in the end, he will he'll betray Israel. He will totally betray her. And now, guess what they're talking about in all the news? That these officials are saying they're expecting Biden to pull away from Israel, because he's in his own White House. He is being all of those employees, his own employees, his staff, is pressuring him, lobbying him to desert and betray Israel. And
right, and he keeps talking about how he's mad at Netanyahu because Netanyahu won't see it his way, won't do it his way, and help him, especially right now during election season.
Well,
he's a vindictive, angry man, and all these people have to say, look, this guy isn't trying to help you. He's trying to hurt you. He should help you during your election. You know, how easy it is to somebody that's got dementia to convince him to, you know, and he's naturally an angry man to start with, right?
Right, but we have a lot of people today here, and I'm talking about people professing Christians. I'm hearing them. that are saying we should not support Israel, we should pull away from Israel. Now remember, that's the sign of the end times, when every single nation, we're the last man standing, when every single nation abandons Israel. Now, Israel is not a nice nation. Israel, Joe, per their size, you know, is sinful as America is. America is a nation that has forgotten her God, and she's standing in the shadow of a holy and a just God. But Israel, Joe, is even worse than us, all the way down from abortion to prostitution to pedophilia, even to when it comes to pornography. Israel, and they had the world's largest in Tel Aviv sodomite parade. And so they've always been a stiff-necked people. But now God says, look, I'm reserving my heritage. I will judge my people. I will judge Israel. So keep your hands off of her. But what is happening? The world is saying, no, we're going to go after Israel. And what is God saying? God says, all right, I'll pull you down on top of her. And boy, you'll dread that day that happens, huh?
Exactly.
And so,
a question I had some along the way, in verse 4, where it talks about all the coasts of Palestine. I mean, there's just one coast to the Mediterranean Sea all along that whole border of Israel. I mean, it borders the Mediterranean Sea. So what do they mean by all the coasts of Palestine?
Well, remember, the geography in those days was different than it is today. And so, I don't know, maybe they measured coasts, you know, I really don't know.
Within an area like the coast of this and the coast of...
From here to there and there to here, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that would make sense. And that area they call Palestine, is that the same that they're calling it today?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
I'd get confirmation of that, but that's where they got that original idea of calling it Palestine then, was from clear back in Scripture.
Yeah. But you see, now here, okay, Palestine, let me give you an example. How many people, you've heard of Dallas, right? Dallas, Texas?
Right.
Okay, what nationality of people are called Dallas's?
Nobody. I've never heard of a Dallasite or whatever they call them.
See, Palestine was an area, but it was not a people. There was never people who were called Palestinians then.
Right. It was just a region, like we might call it the Red Valley, Red River Valley or something. Right.
Right.
And so, just an area, not a people. That's the difference. That's exactly what I wanted to get to, because they call these people Palestinian people, but Palestine was just a part of the territory on a map, right?
Right. And so,
okay.
Anyhow, here, so there's no nation of Palestine, but anyhow.
Right, there are no people, right.
I got to give a quick announcement, and this is the Agape Christian Academy, which is a really good Christian academy. It's so good that I made sure that's where my grandson goes. And here on Thursday, March 14th, they're going to have open house. This is a very, very good school, folks, Christian school. And so let me just read this to you. We invite you to our annual open house to meet our teachers and staff, see our classrooms, gain insight as you consider the many benefits of a Christian education for your children. Learn more about our small class sizes, academically rigorous curriculum, biblical worldview, academic intervention program, ambassadors for Christ, sports teams, local international ministries, college credit courses, and loving environment. So I really highly, highly recommend Agape Christian Academy. And so, folks, to find more about this, find out more, folks there in Northeast Ohio, Lake, Geauga, Ashtabula, Portage, Trumbull Counties, You can go up on the internet to Agapeca. Well, it's A-G-A-P-E-C-A. Agape. Well, Agape, I guess it's Agapeca.com. Here, this is easier. Just call 440-834-8022. 440-834-8022. Just give them a call. My dear friend Sue Gifford. And just tell them you heard about it here on this radio program. Now, the addresses of Burton Campus is 14220 Chardon or Clarendon Troy Road in Burton. And the Troy Campus is 1779 Clarendon Troy Road in Hiram. And we will be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
They hate the whole Christian nation, want to force our elimination, made illegal our way of life, perverted the meaning of man and wife,
took away.
Now a crime for us to preach.
The gospel's preached throughout the land.
But the heathen don't understand.
Christian people. Christian life. It's Christ, it's to, live.
Christ to live.
It's Christ, it's to, Christ die. To die.
By the sea we stole our nation.
They can't steal our salvation.
We'll tell the truth, we won't lie.
Christian people. Christian life. It's Christ to live. It's Christ to die.
Well, folks, yes, you won't hear too many messages today about repentance and about the lake of fire. You know that hell is spoken of in the Bible 10 times more than heaven. And, you know, we're trying to get that message out. Today, your prosperity preachers will tell you, you know what, that is not good for the offering plate. People want to hear a comfortable message. They want to feel good. They want to feel positive, and then they don't want to hear about repentance, and they don't, especially don't want to hear about hell. Well, folks, again, we're here to bring you, well, Noah preached repentance for 120 years. John the Baptist came preaching repentance, and the very first word that Jesus preached was repent. And so we're here to try to tell you, look, you got to do it while you can. You really have to do it while you can because, well, it's appointed all men once to die, and then the judgment, and then it's too late. It's kind of too late.
God's word is eternal. It's the same yesterday, today, and it'll be the same tomorrow. It's not going to change, is it?
No, it's not. You know, something that's happening out here now, Donald Trump was just on television giving his speech after his victory speech, and he was saying how what we've been telling people about the Darien Gap, how Biden is flying people from the Darien Gap airplanes, trying to tell you he's out there telling people they're going to stop. He wants to stop the influx, but he's listening to his Chinese bosses. And Trump said he has flown in over 325,000 illegals, Chinese nationals, and that into our country, preparing to take our country away from us Americans.
Secret flights, right?
Yeah. And folks, that's what's happening out there. But you know what? He's aided and abetted by NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN. You don't hear a word. You won't hear a word of this. They will deceive you to the very end, won't they?
Exactly. Well, they're still pushing the Russia collusion. So if they have a good lie, they don't quit. They just keep pounding and pounding and pounding the same lie. And they figure they'll get some people to believe it enough to, cause trouble, enough to turn people from the truth, hate Donald Trump like they do.
Well, unless America repents, or unless the good Lord intervenes, Joe, remember, repentance starts at the house of God. It's up to the church. We're going to end up like what's happening in Haiti right now. In Haiti right now, they're going after the rioting. They had all of them, was about 4,000 inmates break out of a prison.
Right, out of a couple prisons. Yeah, there are two main prisons there in Port-au-Prince, one of the big ones. And they said there's around 4,000. There are several different gangs, but they're being brought under control of one gang. And the guy that leads it, Jimmy Cherizier, they call him the barbecue.
That's because they're eating people right in the streets right now in Haiti. They're eating.
He did several things. Years ago, they murdered a bunch of people. They burned them and then threw the bodies to the animals, and that's what started his reputation. And now they have cannibalism going on in Haiti. Things are that crazy. It's the articles I've been reading, it's total chaos. Total chaos everywhere. One journalist is saying he's there, and it's thought that about over 80% of the capital is now controlled by these vicious gangs. And the sad part is they are being as violent and ugly as they can be, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to get the message across that they're in total control. The journalist that's there said, "We have seen images of gang leaders eating people they have killed, and we have seen images of people being tortured when they are kidnapped. The gangs want to kill as many people as they can. They are in a fear campaign where they want to appear as murderous, as violent as possible." What? To make the people fall in line. When you're that afraid, you don't think, you just submit. That's what's going on in Haiti.
Now, in Haiti for years has had this background of witchcraft, voodoo, and the occult for
and
years.
Corruption. It's been one of the most corrupt places in the world.
With Papa Doc and Papa Doc and Baby Doc, huh?
Yep. It goes back. It seems like the longer corruption is in a nation, the worse it gets. It keeps getting worse and worse, which is type and shadow of America. I remember back when you and I were young. Children could play out in the neighborhoods and stay out in the summer till dark, and everybody, all you had to do is be back at the house by dark, and you didn't hear of children being picked up by strangers. The towns that we grew up in were safe and clean and very happy places. And we just look at what's happened in our lifetime, the change, the violence, the hate, the fear out there, the rapes, the murders, the things that are going on, the shootings. And if you look back at history, whenever that kind of thing starts, it continues to get worse until what? Until there's some kind of horrible revolution, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. History does not lie, folks. If we don't put a halt to it now, that is what's going to have to happen in America. to end the violence that's happening from sea to shining sea. That is the historical end result, is a violent revolution.
Well, you know what's happening in Georgia. One by one, those people that are going after Trump, you know, the Bible says, touched out my anointed, and you can see that the Lord's anointing is on Trump. No matter what they throw at him, he keeps going. And Georgia prosecutor alleges Fannie Willis asked Bradley not to testify on the affair. And so, in fact, she lied under oath.
Oh, yeah. Now they have a new witness. Did you know? There's a new witness that called in, and when they heard the attorney testify. So the David Schaefer, the Georgia Republican Party chairman, filed a notice of proposed testimony there in the Fulton County Superior Court, announcing that Cindy Lee Yeager, a co-chief deputy district attorney for Cobb County, stands ready to appear as a witness. Yeager claims to have had numerous interactions with the Defense Star's witness, Terrence Bradley, and can collaborate to claims that Willis began the affair with Nathan Wade years earlier than they both have claimed. And she's got some proof and other testimony. So Jonathan Turley, you know, that constitutional scholar and professor, came out and he said he is totally astonished. He said he's astonished that Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade have not stepped aside, have not recused himself. He said it is just painful for him as a law professor to watch. It's that clear-cut, that bad, that he's just cringing over the fact that these people are still not, you know, just recusing themselves and, you know, quitting.
It's amazing. We've never seen anything like this in all the years.
No, never.
I mean, where you have people like that Engren, this guy there, there's something very, very wrong with this guy. I think he's demon-possessed.
Smile the wickedness, and then look at that other Letitia James. She's, you know, every day gloating over the interest went higher today, and now she's going after wants to sue the largest beef producer in America. Oh, which, by the way, you know, right now we have a beef shortage in America. We have a food shortage in the world, and the herd levels, I live in ranch country. The herd levels are the lowest they've been since way back. And that's one of the reasons your hamburger, you know, the prices you go get a hamburger out, it's so expensive. Meat is very expensive. And now with this big fire in Texas, there are tens of thousands of cattle that are dead or will have to be put down. They are too damaged to be able to be saved. They're going to have to be... they're out now, you know, a lot of these cattle, they're killing them. They're having to shoot them and put them down. And what we see is a lot of these farms, ranches, the hay's gone, the stored hay, the grass is gone. It's going to take a couple years to rebuild. Could be 3, 4, 5 years to rebuild the ranch economy down there. A huge amount of acreage of cattle land and hay ground. And it's going to cause a beef shortage in America, and prices are going to go higher. And what is this idiot prosecutor doing? She wants to go after the beef producers and sue them.
Right.
Global warming, you know.
But it's the idea, too, that we're not supposed to be eating meat now. Remember, they're control freaks. The communists are control freaks. They want to control every aspect of our life, what we can eat, where we can live, or whether or not we can live. You know, this is a... And she's a part of that collective.
Her something. She comes to lay her hands on some of my cows or some of my neighbor's cattle, there's going to be some angry people with rifles standing there going, no, you don't.
You know, according to the Gateway Pundit, too, you had... that Engren was sending nude pictures of himself, to people. He's obscene looking when he's got clothes on, much less sending nude pictures.
Yeah, exactly. That face, though, you can just see it's like glee in his eye as he's sitting there. He's just gleeful. He knows he's causing this trouble. It's sickening is what it is. It's totally sickening.
Remember, with both of those two, they long before the trial started, before there was 1 minute of the trial, they had been proclaiming Trump guilty before.
Yeah.
That judge said he was guilty, and he wouldn't let him have a jury. He says juries make wrong decisions.
Yeah, make wrong decisions. Well, we know it's going to get overturned. I mean, we've had every major constitutional scholar that I give any credence to, you know, and they all say it's going to get overturned. But if you look at all of these people, the background, the lying, the cheating, the scandals, the sex, it's something in the water in the Democratic Party. I'll tell you what, I've never seen such a corrupt bunch of people in my life.
More and more Democrats are choosing Satanism as their religion. More and more are going to the Church of Satan. And so here, you have again, now they're trying to do lawfare. They want to go after us using the judicial system to, and you know, not only that, but they want to go after conservative lawyers and conservative judges. But here, a district court ruled Monday that the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EOC, violated the First Amendment rights by attempting to force religious health care workers to provide gender transition procedures. Well, they tried forcing them to do abortions, and they refused. And now they're trying to force them to mutilate these children. And, they refused to do that, so it went to court. The court ruled, no, that was a violation of their First Amendment rights.
Exactly. We had I call it the good news, the headlines. Gender benders lose, that the court, court rules on forcing Christian health care workers. Yes, it was a major, major win on our side. And if you notice, one of the groups back there, the Alliance Defending Freedom, represented the Christian Employers Alliance that filed the lawsuit against the EEOC, that's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission of the government. And we have to give kudos that Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, out there has done a bang-up job. They have been in the forefront of the battle. They win most of the things that they get involved in, and they are a blessing, and people should be aware of that. You get a chance to look at their website, Alliance Defending Freedom, the ADF. Kudos. But before we get off way too far, this thing with Haiti, I want to back up if we can. One of the headlines on Haiti was the police are being attacked. This same journalist that was
with machetes.
They're going after, ganging up on the police, and they're cutting them up. Even if they capture them or wound them or they give up, they're just chopping them up with machetes. And
that's like New York City.
Yeah, only worse. I think we ought to say a prayer for the poor people that are there that are trapped in this mess. Like anywhere else, there's some good people, and they are caught now in this crazy war between a government, violent gangs, and there's no food, there's no medicine, there's no real good. The head of the government, they don't know where he is. I can't remember his name off the top of my head. I'd have to look for it. He's somewhere else and in hiding. And I thought, boy, some of those poor people, just when you thought it couldn't get much worse, that country's been poor on the verge of starvation. And they've had all kinds of bad, hurricanes, everything else.
Yeah, well, it's because, Joe, that country has been under, voodoo has been their national religion.
Yeah.
Voodoo, okay, and witchcraft for years. They've had shamans, that's what Haiti has been all about. And You know, how many times we've sent missionaries down to Haiti and they come back? It's unbelievable how bad it is. But Cuba, too, is starving. They're begging the United Nations for help. They want to, you know, they're running out of food, and they're importing powdered milk for the children.
Yeah, they actually have no milk. So they're asking the United Nations Food Program, the World Food Program, WFP, received an unprecedented official request to provide powdered milk to children 7 and under. And it's a real big sign of the seriousness of their economic crisis. And we know from other reports, medicines are low, food is low, and fuel has gone up. It's like tripled the cost. And most of the people were barely making it. The government subsidized the gasoline. And even like with these little motor scooters, as people were driving to work, the gasoline is now about 5 times higher than it was when the price, you know, controls were on. They've had to raise it. Now they can't even afford enough gas to ride a moped to work. And yet, remember the what we call the squat just a few days ago?
Yeah.
Just returned from, well, high-level meetings with the Cuban government. And we've heard the left how wonderful the Cuban government is, how good the education system is, you know, and how peaceful it is, and here, you know, the people are totally starving to death, and they're just basically, the country's on the verge of collapse, and yet we have these communists from our own Congress over their high-level meetings of the Cuban government. Yeah, right. This is, it's sickening. It just gets worse every day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, but remember now, that's not what Biden's telling you. Biden and the news media are telling you things are getting better, okay?
Oh, is that what that is, huh? Oh, that's,
yeah.
That's we used to call that propaganda. I guess, do we call it lies, or do we just call it propaganda, or do we call it the narrative?
Well, I know one thing, it's getting people angry because people are tired of having their intelligence insulted. They're finally getting fed up, I think. I think we're going to see that now. You mentioned about Cuban gasoline and Haiti. The Arabs, Saudi Arabia has raised their price on a barrel of oil again. That means our gas prices will be going up again here soon.
Oh yeah. And just in time for the summer driving when the price always goes up automatically anyway, right?
Yep.
I wonder if that was planned. To call me a conspiracy theorist, right?
Yeah, here you go. Listen to this. Maricopa County is sending phony mail-in ballots again for presidential preference election. One voter received 2 ballots with her name. Another received ballots for Fulton County, Georgia resident. Okay. Maricopa County, which holds roughly 60% of the state's voting population, is considered the bellwether county for Arizona elections. The county is well known for its sham elections, boy, isn't it?
Remember, most of Arizona is owned by the federal government.
Yep.
There's not a lot of land, so you've got that one county that's got a couple of the big major cities, and the rest of the state is extremely rural with a lot of federal lands. So what happens in Maricopa County really determines what happens in Arizona. It's that simple.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's an interesting thing because there in Maricopa County, one of the things they've had more, not only did they have problems with mail-in ballots, but the voting machine failures, it's mechanical failures, but here it only happens to Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of normal in America today, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you think maybe those voting machines can think?
I have a funny feeling that there's probably some sticky fingers. Remember, we talked about that computer expert in elections going before a judge, and he took the the district attorney's pen and he went over to the computer and he changed all the election results that were on the voting machine with just a ballpoint pen. I have a feeling that maybe there's, you know, a hand involved here somewhere.
We sure didn't see that on NBC, ABC, or CBS,
did
we?
Oh, no, that story wasn't anywhere. It wasn't even, I didn't even find it on Fox, I don't think.
No.
I'm not positive on that one, but I don't remember even, yeah, it was not very well publicized. Here, one of the world's leading experts showed how you could take a Dominion voting machine and with a ballpoint pen, he sat there and flipped an entire, you know, they did a fake thing on it. I don't know. It wasn't real, but it was already programmed, and he showed how they could just change it. And the judge sat there and went, just couldn't believe it was that simple. And he goes, yeah, there's the proof.
That's there you go.
National headline news, shouldn't it?
You would have thought it would have been, but here, Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richards responded on X, blaming Sevilla for the mistakes by his office and doxing her. Sevilla responded again with a sarcasm. I see you had no problem sharing my city of residency. Maybe next time you could just share my whole address. Anyhow, now they're fighting amongst themselves because they get caught and then they try to roll over on each other. Well, it wasn't my fault. I do it, you know, I didn't do it. It was so on and so forth. But anyhow, that's what's going on there. We have exclusive New York State GOP Chairman Ed Cox exposed. GOP leader is progressive Green New Deal double agent who handpicks bad Republican candidates to lose to his common pals. This was a practice done in Cleveland for years. They would always pick the Republican candidate that would run against the Democratic lawyer, and these guys were always shills, and we exposed it time and time again. It's just unbelievable, you know, right there in front of your face. And yeah, I don't know,
the people don't seem to, you know, some days it's almost like the people don't want to know the truth. They put their head in the sand and something like that gets told. It's like, oh well, it's like people are just accepting it. And instead of getting mad, instead of saying, I'm going to do something, I'm going to call my congressman, I'm going to join a organization, I'm going to support somebody. It's like everybody is running away instead of running to the battle. They're...
Yeah.
Amnesia. I heard nothing, I know nothing. You know, I see nothing, I hear nothing, I know nothing. And
we need to hear,
destroy the country.
We have homeless vets sleeping on the streets in New York City. The cops feel that the city is and the state is not does not have their back, that they can't trust them. And here, well, we're going to be taking a look at exactly just how bad they're treating the people, the taxpayers in New York, because they're spending all of their hard-earned money on illegals.
Yeah.
They're putting them up. They're giving them first class. Why? Because they're breaking the law.
Yeah, look, all across the country, they're giving all the community care money. It's the community care system's collapsed. And the veterans can't get to their doctors because they're giving all the money to the illegals.
Yeah, I know. It is really getting bad. We talked yesterday about...
I'm going to have to pay for some surgery because it's being turned down because there's no more money to pay for it. And the VA has no doctor or equipment that can do the surgery I need.
All right, Joe, we're up. We'll be back after this with more. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight. Keep the stand. Light the light. Feel the land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch. Especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.